Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take the source material you need, filter out the overwhelming noise, and deliver the essential knowledge required to be truly well-informed fast. Today, we are getting into a financial tool that's very specific, but incredibly important for military veterans. It's the VA Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan.
Thankfully known as the IRRL.
Yes, thankfully. So if you're one of the millions who already have a VA-backed mortgage, this is your deep dive into how you can potentially improve your terms and, you know, lower that monthly payment. Our mission today is pretty straightforward. We want to give you a strategic look at how this minimal documentation refinance actually works, what the critical rules are, especially those consumer protection guidelines, and how it stacks up against your other VA options.
And that framework of consumer protection is, I think, what makes the IRRL so unique. It's not just a loan product. It's a policy, really. It's designed for clarity, for speed, and it's all centered on delivering a measurable financial benefit to you, the borrower.
Okay, let's unpack that. I mean, we always hear promises about fast refinancing, but what really makes the IRRL structurally different from, say, refinancing a conventional loan? Where is the friction actually removed?
The real difference, it all lies in what the VA already knows about you. With a conventional refi, you basically have to start from square one.
Rebuild the whole file.
Exactly, because the lender is taking on a brand new risk. But the IRRL, well, it's built on the foundation of an existing VA loan that's already performing. And because of that relationship, the whole process is just minimal. The lender doesn't have to do a full underwriting job on the property or, you know, your entire financial life all over again.
And the most important outcome of that minimal process is what?
It's really twofold. First, the reduction in paperwork is huge. I mean, that alone saves days, maybe weeks. But the biggest advantage, the thing that saves the most time and money, is this.
No appraisal.
In most cases, exactly. No appraisal is required. And just think about that for a second. Taking the appraisal out of the equation eliminates so much uncertainty, so many delays.
Right. Delays that could make you miss a good rate. That is a massive differentiator. It cuts down on cost, effort, scheduling headaches, you name it.
It's the core of its value. You are leveraging your history with the VA. And the other details just reinforce that efficiency. The VA funding fee is usually lower than other VA refi products, and you can roll closing costs into the new loan.
And this is all possible because of its exclusivity, right? It's only for existing VA borrowers.
That's the key. It's about maintenance and improvement for people already in the system, not a new entry point.
Okay, let's shift to the core purpose. We've established what it is, but we need to draw some hard lines on what it is not. So what are the specific goals of an IRRL, and what's its single biggest limitation?
The goals are 100% focused on strengthening the loan you already have. So we're talking about capturing savings by getting a lower interest rate, which of course means a lower monthly payment.
And improving stability.
Yes, and improving long-term stability. That's a big one if you're in an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM. And you want to lock in that predictability of a fixed rate for the long haul. But because the program is so focused on that stability, it enforces one crucial limitation. The IRRL offers zero cash out options.
Not at all.
None. This is a stability program, not a wealth extraction program. It refines your existing agreement. It doesn't restructure your finances to pull equity out of your home.
And that's a critical line in the sand. It keeps the focus purely on improving the loan terms. Which brings us, I think, directly to the VA's main pillar of protection here, the net tangible benefit requirement.
Correct. The VA enforces something called the Verified Net Tangible Benefit, or NTB. And what's so fascinating about the NTB is that it's not just a guideline, it's the actual mechanism that protects you from predatory refinancing. It forces the lender to prove a measurable financial advantage for you.
So if the lender can't show, on paper, that the new loan is actually better for the borrower, the VA just says no.
It's a non-starter.
What counts as a measurable benefit then?
The standard examples are pretty clear. Securing a lower interest rate, moving from an ARM to a fixed rate loan, or achieving a reduction in your monthly principal and interest payment. If the new loan doesn't hit one of those marks, it won't be approved.
That seems like a genius piece of consumer protection. But let me play devil's advocate for a moment. You said closing costs can be rolled into the new loan.
They can.
So if I roll, say, several thousand dollars in costs into the principal, doesn't that undermine the benefit? I mean, my balance goes up even if the rate is a little lower?
That's a great question, and the VA thought of that. While rolling in costs is allowed, the NTB calculation is designed to ensure that even with those costs, you still come out ahead. Usually that means the new monthly payment must still be lower than the old one, or you get that ARM to fixed stability. A lender can't just churn loans to collect fees. The VA is incredibly strict about that.
That's the insight we needed. Okay, moving from policy to practice. Let's get into the specific rules a borrower has to meet. Let's talk about those seasoning requirements, which are so central to the 2026 guidelines.
Right. These seasoning rules are another layer of protection. They're designed to stop you from immediately refinancing a loan you just took out. Two conditions have to be met.
At the same time.
Concurrently, yes. First, at least 210 days must have passed from the due date of your first payment on the original mortgage. And second, you must have made at least 6 consecutive on-time monthly payments on that loan.
So you can't close on your house, see rates drop 3 months later, and immediately jump on it. You have to show stability for, what, about 7 months?
Pretty much. It creates a buffer. Yeah. It prevents that kind of rapid-fire refinancing that you sometimes see when rates are really volatile. It ensures you've actually lived with the terms of your original loan before making a change.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, what about occupancy? This is always a complicated point for military members who might have to relocate.
And this is where the IRRL shows some really great flexibility. You do not need to be currently living in the property as your primary residence.
Really?
Yes. You only need to certify that you previously occupied it as your primary home at some point.
That is huge for a veteran who got new orders. Maybe they're renting out their old house now, but still hold that VA mortgage. They can still use the IRRL to lower their rate on that property.
Absolutely. And while we're on practical details, we should mention the VA funding fee. While it is reduced for an IRRL, it's critical to remember the exceptions. Veterans with service-connected disabilities, for example, often qualify for a full exemption, no funding fee at all.
Another layer of significant savings. Okay, let's talk about the other big advantage, efficiency. What does the documentation actually look like? If a conventional refinance feels like submitting a novel about your financial life,
yeah.
What's the IRRL?
It's a pamphlet compared to a novel. That's a perfect way to put it. Uh-huh. Because the VA is focused on an already performing loan, the underwriting is just. It's very limited. They're relying on your payment history. So the standard documents are minimal. Your most recent mortgage statement, proof of your last 6 payments, your ID, the existing loan note, and of course, signed disclosures.
And what's the painful part of a normal refinance that we get to skip here?
Yeah.
I remember the stacks of tax returns for my last refi. It was just endless.
Exactly. That's the major psychological advantage. Most borrowers complete the entire refinance with no income verification and no employment documentation.
Wow.
The lender doesn't need to re-verify your job. They don't need to pull 2 years of W-2s and tax returns. That one factor just changes the whole timeline.
So from the moment you ask for a quote to the day you close, what are we talking about, realistically? How fast?
Since you're skipping the full income verification, the property appraisal, and a lot of those underwriting checks, the timeline is often incredibly fast. I mean, things can always vary, but the IRRL typically closes within, say, 10 to 30 days on average.
That is fast. And that speed is crucial if you're trying to lock in a rate during a brief market dip.
It's everything.
Okay, so what does this all mean for someone who's actually trying to make a decision? Let's zoom out and put the IRRL head-to-head with its most common alternative, the VA cash-out refinance. This is the big choice for a lot of veterans.
It is, and this comparison is essential because they really do represent two completely different financial strategies. You have to look at your personal goals first. The IRRL is a stability tool. Its purpose is to get you better terms, a lower rate, a fixed payment, that's it. The cash-out refinance, on the other hand, is a liquidity tool. Its purpose is to tap into the equity in your home, to turn that value into cash for whatever you need.
And the requirements for each one immediately highlight that difference. Because the cash out is all about the home's value, it requires a full appraisal.
It has to, whereas the IRRL often avoids it. And the underwriting is totally different. IRRL usually skips income verification. A cash out, because you're taking on more debt, absolutely requires a full, detailed underwriting process.
Greater risk requires greater proof. It makes perfect sense. And of course, the cash back feature is the key differentiator. No for IRRL, yes for cash out.
Yeah.
And the cost structure reflects that too. A reduced funding fee for the IRRL, a standard higher fee for the cash out.
Right. To make this a bit more concrete, let's use that hypothetical example just to illustrate the impact.
Okay, let's do it.
So imagine you currently have a VA loan at, say, 6.50% interest. On a typical loan amount, that might put your monthly payment for principal and interest around $580.
Okay, and now let's say the market shifts, and you can get an IRRL at 5.25%.
That drop in interest rate could bring your estimated monthly payment down to around $3,368.
That's a huge difference. An estimated monthly saving of $212. Now, obviously, we have stressed this is hypothetical, not a guarantee, but that $212 a month is over $2,500 a year back in your budget.
And that is the very definition of the net tangible benefit. It shows you what the program is meant to do: create real, predictable, ongoing financial relief, all with the least amount of hassle possible.
Which brings us right back to the central theme. The IRRRL is the clear path for existing VA borrowers who are just looking for better terms. You've got minimal documentation, often no appraisal, and that NTB rule that guarantees the change actually helps you.
The two core takeaways are really speed and protection. You have the seasoning rules, the 210 days and 6 payments to stop loan churning, and you have the NTB rule to make sure you benefit. It all adds up to a process that gets done usually in under a month.
So, since the IRRL is all about prioritizing a stable financial footing, about maximizing your savings without touching your equity, here's a final thought for you to consider. If you have that unused equity in your home right now, are you better served using the IRRL to lock in long-term stability and savings? Or does your immediate need for liquidity, maybe to pay off high-interest debt or make a critical home repair, make the short-term lift of a cash-out refinance the more strategic choice for you in the coming year?
The best plan is always the one that aligns with your most urgent goal.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the VA IRRL. We hope this has given you the strategic clarity you need. We'll see you next time.